just kind of wanted to share, just spend a few minutes to discuss one particular Indian in the Yom Tov of Shavuos that maybe is not discussed that much. It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that tells us that one of the primary parts of our experience of Shavuos is that Shavuos is the Yom Adin on Peiros Ilan. It's a very interesting thing. It kind of is, it's a mysterious thing that we don't know too much about. How is that relevant to our experience of Kabbalah and Torah? That there's a din on Peiros Ilan, and the fact that is that Peiros Ilan is something that's simply something that is so like an extra almost. It's not the vital part to our survival. It's Peiros Ilan. It's more of the moistures of the Bria, let's call it. But we have a din on Peiros Ilan. What about Peiros Ilan is it that we have to understand that we can, maybe have a bigger, deeper appreciation of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So I want to start with the Gemara in Megillah, a famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us that, the famous Gemara, that Ezra Tikalem Yisrael Shukarim Kol Hashem Teres Kahanim Koydem Atzeres Shem Mishra Teres Koydem Rosh Hashanah, right? We have the Takanas Ezra was that we should lain the Chukaisai before Shavuos and Kisavai before Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara says, Abaye says, Vitein Rish Lakish, Kadesha Tichla Shana Vikilai Sel, right? So the Gemara asks the obvious questions, and Vishnu Mishra Mishra Taira, Yiko Kadesha Tichla Shana Vikilai Sel, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah, so we want to end the year, and that the year is ending with the colors, and we're going into a year of Bracha. But the question is, says the Gemara, but Atzeres, right? Atzeres kanan, ato Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, says the Gemara, in Atzeres nami Rosh Hashanah, the tnan of Atzeres al Peiros Ilan. But since Atzeres is a Yom Adin of Peiros Ilan, it's also called the Rosh Hashanah. So I saw that Rabbi Shapiro tells us on this, it's a double pella. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, there's many different, all the Chagim are Yimei Adin. Sukkot is Yimei Adin, Pesach is Yimei Adin. But the only one that's considered a Yom Adin, that's the Peiros Shabbai, has a Shem Rosh Hashanah, has Shavuos. Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. Dover Omer Dershuni, what's the Pshat? Because of the Peiros Elon, now it has the Shem Rosh Hashanah. What's the Indian that now Shavuos is considered Rosh Hashanah? Furthermore, is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Alain? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that on Dafta Zayin, the Gemara says, why do we bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos? The reason is, says the Gemara, because since Shavuos is the Yom Adin of Peiros Ilan, so he says, "Hevi lefanai v'shtei alechem kedei that Hakadosh Baruch Hu mimisparech you with Peiros Ilan," which is also a very interesting thing because shtei alechem is from chitin, from tefua, and somehow with the hakravas hakarbon of tefua, we have a bracha in the Peiros Ilan. What's the connection with the tefua of the chita to give us a bracha for the Peiros Ilan? These are a few puzzling things about this whole concept of Peiros Ilan that we need to explore and to understand. So, I heard a pshat like this. The Chazal in the Medrash in Bereishis, Perek Tes Vav. It's a famous Chazal where the Gemara has the Chazal have a machlekes tanoim as to what the eitz adas was, and Shitas Rav Meir is Rav Meir Omer Chitin Hayu. The mayor holds that the Eitz Adas was a chita. And the Medrash asks, the Tanoim asks on the mayor, it says about Ksiv Eitz, it says that there was an Eitz. And chita is tevua. It's what grows from the karka, it doesn't grow from Eitz. So the Medrash tells us, Amar de Gezach, that at the time before the chita Eitz Adas, he says, Omar Aloy, Mitamus Hayu Ka'ar Zeilvon, and the chitim were so tall that they were mamish like Arzei Levonim, they were like an eitz. They were like an eitz, and part of the klola of and what happened after Chet Eitz Adas was that the chita, just like Adam Arishan was nesmai kemosai the chita, the mozoin of the bria, right? The primary mozoin of the bria was also nesmai to be very small and like the chita we have today. So what's going on in this medrash? What does that mean that it was an eitz, and that it was now became small? The pshat like this. The pshat is that the Iker Klola of Adam Arishon, there's a few things that say in the pasuk, but one of the klolas of Adam Arishon that he got after the Chet Eitz Adas was B'zeitz Apecha Teich Alechem. A person has to go through a tremendous tzar, tremendous avoida, to be able to bring the chayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world, has to go through a tremendous process. There's a lot of yigia, a lot of work that goes into it to be able to achieve and get to the chayim. Before the Chet Eitz Hadas, so Shteita Medrash that the etzem everything was Peiros Ilan. What's the difference between Peiros Ilan and Tvua? So we know the Chazal in Hilchos Brachos, the main fundamental difference is that Peiros Ilan is Ein Gizoy Machlitz. That means that the tree is there. It's there from year to year and automatically produces another fruit, another yields another crop. But Tvua is very different. Tvua means that every single year it's Mechal Yekarna, and you have to have a whole new Avodah to bring it in. So in on a deeper level, what that really means is that before the Chet of Eitz Hadas, the Chet of Adam HaRishon, it was Bechina of Malach Benas Saideh Acherim. There was no Yegia for his Parnosa that he had to go through. It was Mamish, everything was came off the Eitz. The Eitz was there, and it was Meitzi Peiros. The Zeis HaTechal Teich Alechem was, and now the Mauritian lost his Madrega, and now he has to go ahead and go through a whole process to be able to support himself. That was the Nekuda of the Chet of Eitz Hadas. So if you think about it, it's Mordek Zach, that the only thing that's a remnant of what was Koidem HaChet in terms of what we have as a Macholim is Peiros Ilan. Peiros Ilan is still that concept of Malach Le'Nasai De'Achim. There's very little we have to do. It just comes every year. Another crop comes from the Peiros. That's the soy. That's really what Peiros Ilan are all about. So the pshat is that really what the din of Rosh Hashanah is, of Shavuos, is like this. We know Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that there's a concept of someone who's kuloi Torah. There's malach de'nasai de'achirim. That's the, and it was harbe loy osu, but vice the chayis. There's even though the Rishon BaYechai was tachah for yichidim, but every single person kafi madrigosai can be able to tap into that type of life of malach de'nasai de'achirim through his kabbalas al Torah. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that someone's a mekabel of al Torah, ma'avirin of al derech eretz. A person's able to lessen the oil of derech eretz through his kabbalas al Torah. So the din of Shavuos is, of Peiros Ilan is, how much through our Kabbalah are we going to be now mishtayich to be having a life of malach de'nasai de'achirim? How much life can we get back the Peiros Ilan Shaboy that was in the Chita? That's the side of the din of Shavuos. And Mela, the Pshat, the Mordek, the Pshat, the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Mordek, that the reason why we bring the Chita of Shtei Alechem on Shavuos to be Meratza for the Peiros Ilan is because we're trying to bring back the Chita that was before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. The Chita before Eitz Hadas was Mamash and Ilan, and the Mela, our whole existence can be done Ayde Achim. That's the Iker Kabbalah. And that's why it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's not just a Yom HaDim, it's a Rosh Hashanah, because we're trying to start a new life, a new way of life. That's what Shavuos is all about. It's a life of being able to be mekabel Torah in a way that the Malachta is not necessarily day achirim. This is what I heard, the oimek adavar of what the din of Peiros Ilan is. But for that we have to be mekabel al Torah. We have to have mekabel al Torah. That's the way we'll be able to be zeiche to be have the malach de'nasai de'achirim through emes kabbalah, and it's yidua the words of Rabbeinu Yoina. It's kedai to always see that Rabbeinu, the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, and always in Shaar Tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan brings it many places that the concept of kabbalah is that it has to be so tiferayim in a person. Where the ma'isim are poshut going to become the mela, right? The famous Mishnah says that kol she ma'isim ruvim chachmosoi chachmosim is kayemes. How's it shaykh to have ma'isim ruvim chachmosoi? So Rabbeinu Yana says famously that through a person's kabbalah to do the ma'isim, he already has the ma'isim. It's mamish, it's poshut. It's like mamish like an elon. The elon has the peiros there, and it's going to come the mela. That's the koyach of kabbalah. But kabbalah is tremendous avoid. It needs a lot of hachana, needs a lot of introspect, a lot of He's boining us to be able to first be able to be really boicher. Now they say over that, and when Baruch Ber came to America to collect, so when he came back to Kamenitz, So the Talmidim asked him if he learned any English in America. So he said, famous Maisa, he said, I learned four words. So he said, what were the words? He said, I'll try my best. So they asked the Rav Pair, what does that mean? He said, to make garnished. He said, that's what Kabbalah is a change of the mahos of the person. It's really has to change him into be able to mamish being negel liboy, is oimek nafshay of being able to make that decision, whatever it is. Every person has, you know, where he knows what he has to how to be mechazik, where how does he want to shteig in a certain Indian of his Kabbalah Sol Torah, but it's Kabbalah where mamish has to change himself, and then through that it's once he's a shinoi, a different mensch, it's going to come a melech. It's a really, by changing who he is in a real way, the Dvarim will come a melech, will come the melech. So I'll just end with a maisa that I heard, Mordechai maisa. It's a maisa of Mordechai Musar Haskel. How to if you want to think about being Kabbalah, what it means to really make that change. That there was a fellow once came to Amnoach Weinberg, and he told him an interesting story about his own Kirov experience he had. So this fellow was a nursing home owner, and he had some Jewish people in the home, not many, like 5%. And being that they're Jewish, whether or not they're from or not, he had to serve them kosher. He couldn't serve them treif. And he gets a call from the administrator that there's a lady, old lady, that's very, very upset. She's ready to call the department, that she's being served different food. She goes to the cafeteria, and she sees that she has something different. And she's upset. She doesn't know why, and she's discrimination. So he realized who it was. It was one of the Jewish ladies. So he's like, okay, so he has to go down to speak to her and explain what it is. So he goes there and he says, you know, it's kosher. We order this special food for you. And, you know, it's actually even better. It's better quality. And she didn't want to hear any of it. She said, no, I'm very upset. I want like everybody else. But he was really stuck. How's he supposed to, you know, serve in our kosher? So he took a different route. And he started explaining to her that, you know, you're an older woman. You know, you're one day going to give it. It'll be a day where you're going to meet your maker. And you have to, you know, explain. And, you know, there's a concept of kosher. It's Jewish law. And he started to explain to her how important kosher is, and somehow he was able to convince her to keep kosher. So he came to Amnoach Weinberg, and he told him this, you know, an amazing story, how he was able to make a 90-year-old lady who's not from to keep kosher. So Amnoach was mamish mispoled. He said it. That's like in a 15-minute conversation. I spent my whole life trying to be Makar people. In a 15-minute conversation, you're able to convince her to keep kosher. So he said, Rashida, you don't understand. He said, my job was on the line. I was going to be shut down. I had to do whatever I could to be able to convince her to keep kosher. So Noach took a Mordechai and Musar from that. He says that you see how to be able to accomplish, to be able to do things, a person has to be Nemamish Negeel Eliboy, to realize that my life is on the line, my Nitzches is on the line, who I am is on the line. Who am I going to be? Who am I going to be? That person has to be very, very, very honest with himself. And not just, you know, let one day drag into the next, to realize that I have a future, and I have to make that decision. I have to make that decision that I want to grow, and I want to, you know, become better and better, and not just let the days go to the wayside. Don't just take status quo. If a person has that attitude and he has that hashkafa, that can be mechazik a person to taka make a emesa kabbalah. To make an emesa kabbalah. So it could be zeichet to all the brachas and could be mekabel al chayah.
Very nice. It's okay.